Whip Hand, written by Dick Francis and read by Tony Britton.
I took the battery out of my arm and fed it into the recharger, and only realised I'd done it when 10 seconds later the fingers wouldn't work. How odd, I thought. Recharging the battery and the manoeuvre needed to accomplish it had become such second nature that I'd done them instinctively, without conscious decision, like brushing my teeth. And I realised for the first time that I had finally squared my subconscious, at least when I was awake, to the fact that what I now had as a left hand was a matter of metal and plastic, not muscle and bone and blood. I pulled my tie off and flung it haphazardly onto my jacket, which lay over the leather arm of the sofa, stretched and sighed with the ease of homecoming. Listened to the familiar silences of the flat, and as usual felt the welcoming peace unlock the gritty tensions of the outside world. I suppose that that flat was more of a haven than a home. Comfortable, certainly, but not slowly and lovingly put together, furnished rather on one brisk, unemotional afternoon in one store. I'll have that, 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 and that, and send them as soon as possible. The collection had gelled, more or less, but I now owned nothing whose loss I would ache over. And if that was a defense mechanism, at least I knew it. Contentedly padding around in shirt sleeves and socks, I switched on the warm pools of table lights, encouraged the television with a practiced slap, poured a soothing scotch, and decided not to do yesterday's washing up. There was steak in the fridge and money in the bank, and who needed an aim in life anyway? I tended nowadays to do most things one-handed, because it was quicker. My ingenious false hand, which worked via solenoids from electrical impulses in what was left of my forearm, would open and close in a fairly vice-like grip, but at its own pace. It did look like a real hand, though, to the extent that people sometimes didn't notice. There were shapes like fingernails and ridges for tendons and blue lines for veins. When I was alone, I seemed to use it less and less, but it pleased me better to see it on than off.